New Testament Gospel Doctrine Teacher's Manual, Lesson 36, Beloved of God, Called to be Saints. Romans. Purpose: to remind class members that they are children of God and to encourage them to live worthy of their divine inheritance. Preparation. 1. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. Romans chapters 2 through 5. Paul teaches that all people are justified by faith in Jesus Christ, which is demonstrated by righteous works. B. Romans chapter 6 and 8. Paul teaches that the children of God can be reborn and become joint heirs with Christ. C. Romans chapters 12 through 13 and Romans chapter 15, verses 1 through 7. Paul counsels the Romans to live as become saints. 2. Additional reading. Bible Dictionary, Grace, page 697. Pauline Epistles, Romans, page 745. 3. You may want to invite a soloist or small group to sing or play I Am a Child of God, hymns number 301, or Children's Songbook, pages 2 through 3, or I Feel My Savior's Love, Children's Songbook, pages 74 through 75. If this is not feasible, you may want to prepare to sing one or both of these songs with class members. 4. Suggestion for teaching. In his epistle to the Romans, Paul reminded teachers of the importance of living the principles they teach. Romans chapter 2, verses 21 through 22. Your example can teach class members more than your words. Show class members that your testimony of gospel principles comes from living those principles each day. John chapter 7, verse 17. See Teaching No Greater Call, item number 36123, pages 18 through 19. Suggested lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Have a class member read Romans chapter 3, verse 10. Explain that in this verse, Paul was not suggesting that no one ever does righteous acts. Instead, he was pointing out that no one on earth is perfectly righteous. Christ was the only person who ever lived a completely sinless life. Everyone else has committed some sin. See also Romans chapter 3, verse 23. When we have sinned, what must we do to become clean again? Exercise faith in Christ and repent of our sins so we may receive the cleansing power of His atonement. Explain that once we commit sin, we cannot become completely clean again on our own. This lesson will discuss how we can become clean through the atonement of Jesus Christ, a process that Paul called justification. Scripture discussion and application. Prayerfully select the scripture passages and questions that will best meet class members' needs. Encourage class members to share their testimonies of the doctrines and principles discussed in the lesson. 1. We are justified by faith in Jesus Christ. Read and discuss Romans chapters 2 through 5. Invite class members to read selected verses aloud. Explain that Paul had been writing to church members in several areas who had returned to practicing the law of Moses, believing that strict observance of this law was necessary for salvation. Although the saints in Rome were strong in the gospel, Romans chapter 1, verse 8, Paul wrote this epistle to emphasize that justification and salvation come through faith in Christ, not through the works of the law of Moses. In his letter, Paul tried to help the Roman saints understand the doctrine of justification. What does it mean to be justified? To be reconciled to God, pardoned from punishment for sin, and declared righteous and guiltless. Why do we need to be justified? See Romans chapter 3, verses 10 through 12, and verse 23. See also Alma chapter 7, verse 21. We have all offended God and become unclean through sin. Since no unclean thing can dwell with God, we must be justified in order to return to Him. What did Paul teach about how we are justified? See Romans chapter 3, verses 24 and 28, chapter 5, verses 1 through 2. See also 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 6. We are justified by the grace of Jesus Christ and our faith in Him. What is grace? Divine help or strength. See Bible Dictionary Grace, page 697. How is this divine help made available to us? See Romans chapter 5, verses 8 through 11, 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 7 through 8. The grace of Jesus Christ is made available to us through His atonement. Why is it necessary for us to have faith to fully receive the Savior's grace? Paul explained that justification comes through the grace of Jesus Christ, not through the deeds of the law. Romans chapter 3, verses 20, 24, and 28. Why can't we earn justification and salvation exclusively through our works? See Mosiah chapter 2, verses 20 through 21, Alma chapter 22, verse 14. Many people have interpreted Paul's writings to mean that we can be justified through faith alone without good works. What is the relationship between our actions, or works, and justification through the grace of Christ? See Romans chapter 3, verse 31, James chapter 2, verses 14 through 18, and verse 24. 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 23, Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 38 through 39. The prophet Joseph Smith said, "To be justified before God, we must love one another. We must overcome evil. We must visit the fatherless and the widow in their affliction. And we must keep ourselves unspotted from the world. For such virtues flow from the great fountain of pure religion, strengthening our faith by adding every good quality that adorns the children of the blessed Jesus. We can pray in the season of prayer. We can love our neighbor as ourselves, and be faithful in tribulation, knowing that the reward of such is greater in the kingdom of heaven. What a consolation! What a joy!" Teachings of the Prophet Joseph Smith, page 76. 2. We can be reborn and become joint heirs with Christ. Read and discuss selected verses from Romans chapter 6 and Romans chapter 8. Paul compared baptism to death, burial, and resurrection. How does baptism represent death, burial, and resurrection, new birth? See Romans chapter 6, verses 3 through 4, Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 50 through 52. How was baptism a new birth for you? Explain that baptism by immersion is a symbol of our spiritual rebirth. When we go under the water, it is a symbol that we are burying our old self in a grave. When we come out of the water, we are symbolically washed clean. We have become a new person who is covenanted to follow Christ. How can we maintain the cleanness and newness of life that we experienced at baptism? Romans chapter 6, verse 4. Answers may include by renewing our baptismal covenants as we partake of the sacrament each week, by repenting and seeking forgiveness from the Lord, and by beginning each day with a renewed determination to serve God. What does it mean to be carnally minded? See Romans chapter 8, verses 5 through 6. What are the consequences of being carnally minded? See Romans chapter 8, verses 6 through 8, and verse 13. How can we eliminate the carnal from our minds and hearts? How have you been blessed when you have chosen to be spiritually minded? Paul testified that we are the children of God, Romans chapter 8, verse 16. How are you affected by the knowledge that you are a child of God? What does this imply about your capacities and potential? Elder Dallin H. Oaks said, "Consider the power of the idea taught in our beloved song, I Am a Child of God, Hymns 301. Here is the answer to one of life's great questions. Who am I? I am a child of God with a spirit lineage to heavenly parents. That parentage defines our eternal potential. That powerful idea is a potent antidepressant. It can strengthen each of us to make righteous choices and to seek the best that is within us. Establish in the mind of a young person the powerful idea that he or she is a child of God, and you have given self-respect and motivation to move against the problems of life. In Conference Report, October 1995, page 31, or Ensign November 1995, page 25. If you arrange to have I Am a Child of God sung or played as a special musical number, have the soloist or small group present it now, or sing it with class members. See the preparation section. What great promise did Paul say the children of God will receive? See Romans chapter 8, verse 17. What does it mean to be a joint heir with Christ? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 50, and verses 54 through 70. What must we do to receive this great inheritance? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 51 through 53. How can knowing that we are children of God and potential joint heirs with Christ help us endure the trials of this world? See Romans chapter 8, verses 18, 28, and 31. See also Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 5. How have you seen all things work together for good to them that love God? Romans chapter 8, verse 28. What did Paul teach in Romans chapter 8, verses 35 through 39 about the love of Jesus Christ? How have you felt the Savior's love in your life? What difference has His love made in your life? If you arrange to have I Feel My Savior's Love sung or played as a special musical number, have the soloist or small group present it now, or sing it with class members. See the preparation section. 3. We should live as become saints. Read and discuss selected verses from Romans chapters 12 through 13 and chapter 15 verses 1 through 7. Paul exhorted the Roman saints to present themselves as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. How can we present ourselves as living sacrifices to God? See 3 Nephi chapter 9, verse 20, Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verse 8. Elder Bruce R. McConkie explained, "To present oneself as a living sacrifice is to come forth with a broken heart and a contrite spirit through obedience." Doctrinal New Testament Commentary, Volume 2, page 292. Paul counseled the Roman saints to be not conformed to this world. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. What are some ways that we try to conform to the world today? How can we overcome this tendency? See Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Romans chapter 12 and Romans chapter 13 list many attributes of true saints. Have class members identify these attributes and write them on the chalkboard. You may want to divide the class into small groups and assign each group to search part of a chapter. Then discuss the following questions about several of these attributes. Why is this attribute important to develop? What can we do this week to further develop this attribute? How did Paul instruct us to treat our enemies? See Romans chapter 12, verses 19 through 21. What blessings can come into our lives if we treat our enemies this way? What examples have you seen of someone using kindness to overcome evil or ill will? What commandment did Paul say includes all other commandments? See Romans chapter 13, verses 8 through 9. How does this commandment include all others? See Romans chapter 13, verse 10. What did Paul teach about how members who are strong in the faith should respond to members who are weak in the faith? See Romans chapter 15, verses 1 through 7. How can a person who is strong in the faith help a person who is weak? Conclusion. Emphasize that it is through faith in Jesus Christ and righteous living that we can be justified, declared righteous, and reconciled to God. Testify that we are children of God and have the potential to become joint heirs with Christ if we have faith in Him and live as He has commanded us. Additional teaching ideas. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use one or both of these ideas as part of the lesson. 1. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Have a class member read Romans chapter 1, verse 16. How can we show that we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ? See 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 for one suggestion. List class members' answers on the chalkboard and encourage each class member to do at least one of these things during the coming week. 2. Youth activity. Give each class member a piece of paper and a pen or pencil. Have class members write on their papers the following question from Romans chapter 8, verse 31. If God be for us, who can be against us? You may want to use the wording from the Joseph Smith translation, which gives the last part of the sentence as who can prevail against us. Discuss how this statement can strengthen class members in their daily lives. Encourage class members to place the card where they can see it often. End of Lesson 36, Beloved of God, Called to Be Saints.